Now we come to chapter 20 and verse 19. A very, very pivotal text and the principle we must seek to bring home to the consciences of our children. He that goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, company not with him that opens wide his lips. Here is a two-pronged exhortation. On the one hand, it is an exhortation to learn how to keep a secret, and on the second, it is to avoid those who don't know how to keep secrets. Why? Because you'll end up being like them. There is this element that we saw in a previous major category of godly admonition, namely, we must seek to have our children recognize those who would be instruments of moral contagion and to avoid them. Here is a passage in which Solomon is telling his son, he is telling us all, that we must be selective in our company with reference to how they use their lips. And if you're around someone who can't keep secrets, he opens wide his lips, everything he knows he spills out, don't keep company with him. You mean I'm to instruct my children on how to socially ostracize their peers? Yes. Well, they'll be accused of being holier than thou. That's right. They'll be accused of being snooty. That's right. And when people find out that you have sought to hone their conditions accordingly, their consciences accordingly, you'll be accused of thinking your kids are better than everybody else's. That's fine. Be prepared for it. That's suffering for righteousness' sake. But you must bring to bear upon the consciences of your children the truth of verse 19. There is an unconscious imitation of one child to another, and alas, because of reigning sin in the heart of every child who's not yet converted, and remaining sin in the heart of one who may be converted, there is always the pull from the evil companion and his influence upon even the righteous one. So we must teach our children this great principle.